This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Eileen Felax, B-I-L-E-E-N, and Felax is F-E-L-A-X. Place of the Pines of Burton Assisted Living. Date was April 20, 2022. The paragraph, Ms. Felax was seen regarding hypertension and she complains of rash and pain of the left hand, period. She also has a history of stroke. The paragraph, history. Mrs. Felax is mainly bothered by a rash and fissuring of the left hand with some pain, period. It's chronic and comes and goes, period. She's been getting triamcinolone at nighttime, period. There's a very dry skin and some fissuring, and it has the appearance of severe eczema, period. In some places, it looks like eczema craquel. That's C-R-A-Q-U-E-L-L-M-E-L-E. New paragraph. She's based on respect to her blood pressure and is tolerating her meds, including lisinopril and amlodipine, period. She has a stroke and is weaker on the right side. And that's not new, period. She mobilizes with a wheelchair. New paragraph. Review of systems is negative for fever, chills, headache, chest pain, dyspnea, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, or dysuria. Her feet have slight pain by the nails, but they have been trimmed recently. In paragraph examination, she's not acutely distressed or ill, temperature 96.8, pulse 77, spite rate 16, OTC 96%, blood pressure 118 over 70. Head and neck, pupil decoding reactive to the light, eyelids and conjunctiva are normal, exocuments normal, oral mucosa normal, lungs are clear to percussion and auscultation, cardiovascular normal, that's one of two, no gout, no murmur, pupil pulses are palpable, slight, there's no edema, abdomen not tender, skin, there's dryness of the left hand, but mainly in the area between the third and fourth digit, and also over the third and staying that second and over the second and third digit and also on the second and third digit, period. There's fissuring but no bleeding, period. In paragraph assessment plan one, Mrs. Felix has significant eczema, and that's a chronic thing that comes and goes. I will order triamcinolone ointment, 1% BID, period. Two, she has essential hypertension controlled at 118 over 70. And I will continue lisinopril 40 milligrams daily and amlodipine 5 milligrams daily. Three, she has a history of stroke, which is baseline, and I'll continue aspirin 81 milligrams daily and for lipids and atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily, period. She's also on Plavix 75 milligrams daily, period. For pain, she can take Tylenol 650 milligrams every 6 hours, PRN, period. Overall, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation. Thank you.